Hi, welcome back. This is Gary Goldman, Radio Entrepreneurs. We're here at the Small Business Expo, and joining me at the moment is Dr. Karen Weber, and she wants to talk about GreenFest. Tell me a little bit about it.
Good morning. Nice to be here. So Boston GreenFest is heading into its 9th annual in August, the 19th to the 21st of this coming summer. And, or I should say, August 19th to the 21st, it will be at Boston City Hall Plaza, Faneuil Hall, and Sam Adams Park. It's a huge footprint in the heart of our city. We are all about showcasing innovation and entrepreneurship and bringing the community together to learn from each other and help support our small businesses, make a difference.
So you've had this a number of years, and what have you found to be successful, not successful?
I think what's been successful is the event itself is extremely exciting. A lot of different aspects to the event. We were able to showcase water, energy, transportation, fashion, health and wellness, design, business, communications, technology, robotics. We do it for children, and we do it for adults. We do it for, you know, all the sectors of the society, all ages, all backgrounds. It's a multicultural weekend, and we've been able to not only have a wonderful display of exhibitors who can talk about what they're doing and directions they'd like to go. I think one of the nice stories is that the people who come have been able to connect and have strengthened many of these businesses. So businesses that just started out maybe a few years back are now much bigger and are able to take a much bigger footprint at our event and talk more about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to sometimes really get launched at our event and then move from there and do some wonderful things.
Can you tell us a story about somebody who perhaps was at your fest and where they are today?
Okay, one group is called Earth Friends. And she began, I think, in 2009. And today, so she started out very small. She works with village women in India to create recycled sort of purses and bags and other various items that she can sell here in the States. And she's got her start then, and she's been building her business, and now she's in Whole Foods, and I think she's getting across the country.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you were able to be the stepping stone for this individual, and now they're doing great things. And that's all about building business and entrepreneurship, which obviously this show is all about also. So that's fantastic that you're joining us today.
Thank you. Now she started with a social mission, but also all her products and what she's doing had an environmental consciousness about it.
And how did you get involved with this? Were you originally somebody who attended, or and what exactly is your role in the festival?
Thank you for your question. I began a nonprofit organization called Foundation for a Green Future, and with a partner and a board, and we found ourselves confronted with the possibility of making a big festival at City Hall because another group couldn't do it. So we filled in at the last moment, and Boston Green Fest was born. So actually, I guess I gave birth to this big festival.
So. We're speaking today with Dr. Karen Weber. She's telling us all about Green Fest, which is taking place on the 19th to the 21st of August this year. What do you see the festival going to in the coming years? What direction would you like to see the festival grow into?
So this year, we'd like to see it become a festival that draws people from all across the New England region. And the following year, when we're heading into year 10, we're looking for a truly international draw. This year also, because we have been able to reserve Faneuil Hall, we'll be having various forums, one of them called Transportation Tomorrow Today. So it will be bringing small and larger businesses to discuss some ideas that we can put into play on ways to change our transportation systems and what roles each group has. Another forum that we'll have is Water and Resiliency. Again, lots of roles for small and mid-sized businesses to get involved to help solve problems that we've got, that we're going to be confronted with now and over the next years. And what's business about? Not just selling products, but thinking about what's coming next and what we need to do to make a difference in what people are going to be needing to consume and purchase.
We're speaking with Dr. Karen Weber today. Now, you mentioned transportation. How do you make the leap from the festival talking about transportation to things happening in the political agenda and mainstream?
So the festival is has a multitude of domains. We look at water, energy, fashion, health and wellness, design, robotics, technology, transportation. So how are these things part of our lives? Where do we fit ourselves in? What kind of decisions do we make as individuals, as groups, whether it's in a school setting or an office setting, a workplace, our government? What kinds of things do we need to do to work together and think with an eco-conscious lens when we think about these things? And to that extent, too, one of the events that we're going to have, another forum, will be Enterprising Innovators. So we're going to have a forum that really looks at innovation and small businesses and tries to help startups or people that are working in it already and are, you know, feeling sort of a bump and need some help to move forward.
Thank you so much. We've been talking today with Dr. Karen Weber. We've been speaking about the Boston Green Fest, which is taking place this year, August 19th to the 21st. This is Gary Goldman. I'm from Truly Yogurt in Wellesley. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're broadcasting from the Small Business Expo. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining us.
Thank you, Gary. We hope to see you there.